later, he's back, and he said, I am so sick of these damn Indians, I can't stand it. And that reminds me of the little black boy's story. His mother was baking bread, and he fiddled around until he got into the flour. You know, they kept it in these big bins. And he is a wallowing mess of powder all over him. He's white from head to foot, and so he goes to tell his dad. He looks at himself in the mirror, and he looks so good. So he goes to his dad, who's trying to read, and he said, Dad, look at me. Go away. No, look at me. Look, I'm all changed. Go away, I don't have time, I'm busy. So this goes on about four times, and the little guy turns around and he says, I've only been white 10 minutes and I already hate these black people. Now, isn't that the way we judge everything in our lives? And we all look at each other, and son of a gun, we're all exactly alike. God made you in His image. That is light. And fortunately, you're sort of in my image, and therefore I don't look like a spider. And I'm very grateful for that. And so are you. Because you know good and well I'm going to show up one of these days.
When?
Brent, I'm not going to let you come to the first showing.
Thanks, Brent.
Our fun's in front of us if we stop letting the heat get to us. And we can stop letting that heat from the oven or the kitchen get to us by that very thing, that subconscious knowing mind. It will reproduce for you whatever you put into it. Once again, I'm going to remind you, whether it is the lie or the truth said enough, the subconscious mind will spurt it right back out. Just like the wrong answer. If you get it fixed in your mind, you're going to give that wrong answer every time you're asked that question until you replace the answer at the same level that you set that first wrong answer in there. The fact is, though, that you will know what you are doing. And your enemy can't get through to program that subconscious mind. Because you've got it all locked in there in this shield of light. And you're going to have foresight enough to say, all dark energies away from me in the name of God. And they have got to back away. And you don't let them in. You start playing with them, they are going to get you. I can confront Dante himself. I can confront Lucifer himself. The hell you can. While you think that you are confronting him and winning, he is stabbing you and screwing you royally in the back. Don't do it. Respect your enemy. He is powerful. And he is a deceiver. He will lie to you. You don't have to worry about whether or not I am lying to you. You will know. You will know because truth will stand into infinity. And also recognize what is a lie. A lot of this stuff that comes out of the mouth is not even considered truth or lie. God measures intent. So I don't even want to hear it. We are what we are to get our job done. And we have to sacrifice nothing of goodness to do it. And it's important that you know it and we live it and we do it. We have to live it. (Clears throat) I don't even know that it is an example. I'm not sure that the example, as far as we are concerned, matters. We have to do it for ourselves. I have to be the best I can be for myself. Dorma has to serve the best she can for herself. Everybody can tell her, you do a wonderful job and we really thank you. And she can agree, but if it didn't suit her, it's not enough. There has to be balance in that because you cannot do it all. You're not supposed to. Others have a right to also serve. And you need to learn to receive. Because if you are so busy giving and pushing it off on somebody, you don't have your hands fixed to receive. And a lot of times you have to be still. You have to get silent. You have to be still. And unfortunately, I can break it down in 2 degrees when we talk about mind control. But you can control your mind. And when you've got control of it, you've got control. And when you've got control of it with your knowingness, your creative knowledge of God, you are not only safe, but you will create ways to accomplish what needs to be accomplished. And that's where we're getting. You will create ways. You cannot stop from zero or start from zero and everything flows to you. But step by step by step, you can see that we've done it right. From a little nothing, less than what? Fall of 89 was the first of the books. The very first of the books. You've done a miracle. Look where you are in 5 years. Half a decade out of the millennia of time. You have done the miracle. And now you have a voice all over this world. You don't just get in that prison in front of Ron Jackson. This man said, my God, these letters are from everywhere. Yes, Canada too. There's even one or two from South Africa. Let him out. What America happens to America happens to South Africa. They didn't know what to say. They didn't know what to do. They'd never, ever been confronted with such a thing. They still don't know what to do.
Let him out.
They may as well let him out, hadn't they?
Yeah.
But it's in the mind. And the control of that mind is going to be through hypnosis. But I cringe because I hear ones who want to come. They are hypnotherapists, and I just shudder. I just shudder because it's a responsible thing. And I just don't think that any of you realize how important it is to do it right. That doesn't mean that we can't all sit in here, and maybe it would help if in the beginning I just got you all into a recognized trance. And then you wouldn't have to do anything, just let it tick up. On the other hand, you better be awake enough because I may throw you a curve. You cannot go without discernment anywhere, anytime, anyhow. That's up to you. And when I hear what they have done to America, what they have done to Canada, what they have done, no. Stop it right there. Since it's not in your generation, I cannot say you did it. But you certainly allowed it to continue. And your parents in their ignorance allowed it to get started. And your grandparents, they allowed the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers to get it rolling. And then before them was somebody else. This is the way of life. This is the way of the Antichrist. And they're shrewd. And they can take the things from you while you sleep. and the hat. But do you see that it's all right? You have got to come into the recognition of your own power. And it's a one-on-one thing. You do not have to have a relationship with me. You do not have to have a relationship with your wife or your husband. You have to have a relationship with yourself. And that means you have to have that worked out also with God. Or you are hiding from Him. And usually that doesn't work. Well, it never works. Usually you don't find out until you're in trouble, is what the word is. God is not only your friend, He is your whole being. And you are a reflection on Him as your Father, your Creator. I prefer to make Daddy proud of me because I don't like the consequences that I impose upon myself when I fail. And sometimes, yes, I feel that I fail. I get very, very distressed because I'm very, very close to the human aspect that touches me. And I'm touched by, instead of the logic of a Vulcan or the total non-emotional response to something, I find myself with my family wanting to do it for you. I don't want you hurt. I do not want you hurt. And when you're hurting, I am hurting. And when I look, because I have more experience and I am looking into something that can bear objectivity, I can see that this too will pass. And you can be saying to yourself, I know this is going to pass, but it sure hurts like hell right now. And you want to ease it off. And there are times when I'm given that privilege of taking the higher cap onto my head. And I did that. At some point, I felt perhaps I was overstepping my bounds. But I could see the absolute agony going on in Mary Snell. And I could also see the almost eagerness for passage of Richard. Now, whose side are you going to be on? One is tired. He knows if his sentence is commuted, he is not going to get out of there until a lot more legal garbage takes place. He sees that the contribution he can make to this earth plane by his going cannot even be measured against what he could produce here. But there's Mary who has had to go through the agonies of hell while he's been on death row for 10 years. And then having to stand by while they kill him. And I said I would walk every step of the way and I would ease her pain. I did, and she's fine. And Richard is just fine. He hasn't stopped working yet. I pity Jim Guy Tucker. Richard is going to fix his wagon. And Mary has sent all of you, Mary and friends. So please share. A thank you. There is nothing as wondrous or as emotional as watching a man meet God, either on your earth or in the beyond. And anybody who has watched the birth of a baby and know that wonderful feeling that washes over as a birth, as a little life comes into the air for the first time, it takes your breath away. It is nothing like a soul coming home. Nothing. And yes, it's all in the mind. But you've got to make the journey. Nobody can do it for you. And I will repeat to you exactly what I said to Mary. There's not one of you that I will not crawl for if I have to. To walk every step of that way, and I will hurt for you. And I will do what I can. But you're going to have to do it. And you're going to have to do it with not a lot more than just knowing that we're here. And you're going to understand that's enough. And if you have a question, you know I'm here, but I'm not going to be here but another minute. I want you ones to be thinking what we can do. I know that you're a long way from home, some of you. Would like to share. If we had a week, could you come? What can we do so that we can share more time like this and some of these incredible people that are going to be coming into your circle? Ostrowski is going to be coming in. Rick didn't even know that. There are going to be a lot of these writers. Rodney Stitch. We already have Hayakawa. Jordan Maxwell. We're going to present the writings of another one we'll just call DEG at this time. And that's going to take the Khazarian element farther. And Nora is really going to enjoy this because Nora has done some of the best research work on Khazarians and things around. And a lot of these things are both confirmation, support, and information. You can't hear it enough. There's too much. If you only hear it once, it's not enough. You're going to have to get to know Kathy O'Brien and Mark Phillips. They'll be here. You need to know these people. Vladimir Terzisky.
Commander?
Yes.
Just a quick question. In one of the writings, Sananda said that he would like them to appear more often in the writings, but that we would pay dearly if he did. Could you comment on that?
Yes, I can. Through the years, we have attempted to balance things out, knowing full well that our people long to hear from the master teacher. I'm the browbeater. But Dorma is basically my scribe. She scribes for many, but there is so much information to be put out now. And we write for an audience out there who thinks Sananda is some screwed up name that's a alien agent or something. No matter how many times you say Sananda is simply a title, a label, an identification label. Had your quote Christ, Isu, whatever you want to call that entity, been born in Egypt, he would have been called Sananda. But it has a higher meaning than that. It means one finally with God, the totality of God. So I would tell you that the Christ experience, you move into Christness, but when you become the one with, you take on the title of Sananda. So when you say, I will be back and I will have a new name, that's just his name. That is just his label. He has graduated. He has grown. He went to prepare a place. He was a teacher. Most of the things that supposedly happened did not happen. And certainly the purpose of his journey through was not what has been presented to you. There have been many master teachers, many Christed teachers. So don't confuse Jesus with Christ. Let me tell you why don't. Because when you start learning history, and we just don't have time to even spend on the writings, but I've tried to get it in there so that you will have it fundamentally confirmed. This very week, the Mormon Church agreed with the Jewish organizations to quit baptizing Holocaust victims into the Mormon Church after their death. Now, you talk about audacity.
Say that again.
Find it, EJ. Maybe that would be better. They would come across the good Mormons with their genealogy. They are good at it. Don't think for a minute that the punchline is out here. The Jewish organizations found out that the Mormons had found that there were Holocaust victims.
There were Mormons.
And they were going and getting the records, and posthumously they were praying for their souls into the Mormon church.
What they do is take them in the temple and they do work for them. I would go in and be baptized for that dead person's name, for him by proxy.
Now, would this be a Jewish person or a Mormon
person? Oh, these are Jewish people holocausted. And why some of these Jewish organizations, the Jewish League, the World Jewish League, ADL, oh, they just got furious. How dare those Mormons baptize our people into their wicked church, that Jesus Christ church. Hold Jesus in your mind when you refer to it attached to the Mormon church for a minute. But guess why it was so important to stop it? Because the Mormons are very good at genealogy, and as they started tracing down the genealogy, they found that most of the ones who were said killed in the Holocaust were not. Or there weren't any. Now we got a real problem. We Jews have said there were 6 million Jews killed, and the Mormons can't find them. So they had to come to this big standoff fisticuff and come to a contractual treaty about it. So you'll enjoy it. But I'm going back now to Jesus Christ. Jesus was not Emmanuel's name. It's okay if you, as a Christian, want Jesus Christ. That means something to you, and you don't think, you just think of it as the Christ being. So don't quarrel over names. In Hispanic, it's Jesus. So, oh, dear Jesus Christ. It sounds a little strange, but it's just as valid. How about Jesus Sananda? You see, it only sounds strange. Saul of Tarsus, the one meanest enemy of Christ, Emmanuel, J-M-M-A-N-U-E-L, never changed his tune. Come on, the light struck him and he went out and wrote and saved everybody for Christ. You go read that stuff. He never got to be anything save a worse enemy. And at Emmanuel's, let us say his crucifixion or his betrayal, he was put on the stand and he said to those Jews, those Pharisees, you see, they didn't call themselves Jews. That didn't come until the 17th century. Actually, the 18th century, 1765, when they conjured up the word Jew. So he said to the Pharisees, boy, you guys are going to get yours. I promise you, you're going to get yours. There's going to be another one. He ain't going to be the real teacher either, but he's going to come along here, and he is going to make you rue the day until your dying breath. And his name's going to be Muhammad. And I think you're going to find that it's working. So everybody gets history all screwed up. Now let's take Jesus. The Masonic order, and that's what it is, the Masonic order in the Mormon church, and I've written about it again, in some of the Asian countries, but specifically Japan, the word pronounced, the word Mormon means Satan, devil.
Yeah.
So they call it the Church of Jesus Satan of Latter-day Saints. So in the Mormon religion, in sending missionaries over there, they were not allowed to refer to the church as the Mormon church because, boy, it exploded. Now, is that valid? Is that invalid? Does that mean anything? All I can tell you is that the Mormon rituals and symbols are all based on Freemasonry. Now, that's okay with me. If you want to go play in those silly things, then you do that. But they're not silly. And you come under control. That is the worst kind of brainwashing you can have. And in that environment, you make oaths. And some people take these oaths seriously. And in Freemasonry, where you're going to do a little stabbing here and a little stabbing there and a little killing here and a little murder there, may seem like a cute little ritual fun for the evening at the lodge. But up here, beyond the 33rd degree, it's very serious. Now, Jesus, this nice man whose name was Emmanuel and was never Jesus, that was labeled upon him by Paul in his travels in Greece, meaning basically, I guess, the anointed one. What in the world does anointed one mean? Anybody ever think about anything? That's when they took oil, olive oil, and rubbed it all over your head. So now you have Jesus named by Paul, and I get this vision of all of them standing around rubbing olive oil into his hair. And nobody knows what in the soup they're talking about. Mysticism. You have the degrees. Masonic degrees. You have the pyramid of the Illuminati, remember? You have the capstone sitting up here separate with the all-seeing eye of God. That is the capstone. And guess what? That is Jesus. But they also call him Lucifer. So you have the Luciferian order called Jesus that is the capstone of the Illuminati pyramid. And these symbols go back as far into ancient Egypt as you can find. And with that story, I should leave it there because Jordan Maxwell can pick it up and he just does a dandy job with it.
Commander?
Yes?
Can I show you something I...
Yeah, turn up your mouth.
Oh, it's on. Okay. I got this out of the paper. Jewish-born cardinal defends visit to Israel. And you know what Jordan Maxwell was telling about the Jews wearing the little yarmulke?
Yes.
Well, there's a few things here. It says that
just a minute. Hold on. Let me turn the tape.
Okay.